Harmonia is the sum of its talents. What matters to us are the personalities that compose the group. Together, let's meet them in a podcast and let's discover their Harmonia life. Today, let's go to the UK with our brand Anabas to meet its managing director, Alistair Craig. He tells us all about his Harmonia life in an inspiring podcast.
I'm Alistair Craig. I'm the managing director of Anabas. I'm 50 years old. I've got a wife, two children, ages 21 and 18, and I live in Scotland. I've been working with Anabas for 10 years this year. Joined the business as managing director 10 years ago and have been with the business as it's grown. Obviously, 12 months ago, the business was purchased by Harmonia, and we'll talk more about that. Prior to that, I worked for two large facilities management companies, Serco, when I was there for 5 years, heading up sales and an operational role. And prior to that, I was with another large outsourcing company, working for them, a company called Mighty, for 6 years in business development and in operational role as well. Going back to the start of my career, I'm a construction management graduate. So the early part of my career in the early part of the 90s after I graduated was spent in a lot of civil engineering projects. And right about that time, there was a thing called facilities management, which was starting to become more more sort of evident in the marketplace. And I went back and did a master's degree in construction management, but with a specialist stream focused on facilities management. So I've graduated and I've been in the industry really since the sort of mid-90s, which was when I graduated.
Have you had to make any sacrifices to get to where you are today?
I think, I'm not sure the sacrifice is the word I would use, but certainly, you know, I think if you want to get lots of great experience, you need to step out of your comfort zone. And that for me has involved taking on lots of different challenges, lots of novel things that I've maybe not had to deal with before. And, you know, if it's maybe a sacrifice, I'm not sure, but I've, you know, I do a lot of travel with my role. So, you know, I'm not at home every night of the week. You know, I may be in hotels 3-4 nights a week for periods of time. Because I've got to be where the customers are, and they are spread out all across the UK. So, you know, I think what comes with the role is a degree of sort of longer days sometimes and travel. But, you know, I love my job. I'm delighted to do it, and I'm fortunate to work with great people within Anabas, and also with the clients that we're privileged to serve.
What advice would you give to a young graduate starting out in professional life?
Well, first of all, I think facilities management is a great place to find a career. There's lots of variety and there's lots of different angles that new graduates can come into the profession from. The advice I would give would be to get as much experience as possible doing different things. Step out your comfort zone on a regular basis and don't settle doing the same job for years on end, even if you're comfortable doing that. Step into discomfort and try new things. You're not always going to get it right, but, you know, be tenacious, be resilient, keep pushing through, and you'll get the experience that will serve you well and that will help accelerate your career.
Do you have any specific commitments to improve working life for your employees at Anabas?
So after the safety of everyone at Anabas, the next most important thing is our employee engagement survey and how engaged people feel when they turn up to work every day. I'm privileged to work with 600 fantastic people within Anabas, and you know, it's incredibly important that I and the rest of the managers listen really carefully to feedback from everyone within the organisation. We do an annual engagement survey, and for every manager there's an action plan based on that feedback. And if we can improve an aspect of someone's working life in Anabas, and that might be the equipment that they use, it might be the feedback that they get, it might be the environment that they work in, anything we can do and change to make their working life easier, better, more productive, then that's incredibly important. And you know, all our managers within Anabas are targeted at effectively making life better for our colleagues, so that they can do a better job in serving our clients.
Finally, to conclude, if you had to present your Armonia life, what would you say?
Well, I think for me, obviously, I've spent the last decade in Anabas and that sort of culture. It's just over 12 months since Anabas was acquired by Armonia. And that's been a really positive experience over the last year. I've had the opportunity to make a couple of trips to Paris, and I've really welcomed the people. I've been made to feel very welcome by everyone I've met in Armonia. It has a lovely family feel to it as a family owned and run business. And we're starting to build more relationships with our Armonia cousins in the UK and in Office Concierge, and you know, hopefully we'll build those relationships up over the coming years. So yeah, it's only been 12 months, but it's been incredibly positive, and I look forward to getting to know the Armonia business even better.
That's it. You've just listened to Alistair Craig, Managing Director of Anabas. See you soon for more podcasts.